Currently, 43 state governors have the line item veto. Supporters say it's a tool that executives can use as needed to cut wasteful government spending. President Obama has joined his predecessors in calling on Congress to give him a version of the line item veto. The Reduce Unnecessary Spending Act of 2010 was unveiled in a reporter teleconference yesterday by Dr. Jeffrey Liebman, acting deputy director at the Office of Management and Budget.
Under this new authority, the president can propose fast-track consideration of rescissions of discretionary spending and non-entitlement mandatory spending. The president is limited to proposing changes that reduce funding levels and cannot use this authority to propose any other changes in law, such as new transfer authority, supplemental funding, or any changes in the authorizing legislation. The fast-track process is thus limited only to simple funding reductions for which a straight up or down vote is desirable. Under this proposal, after enactment of funding, the president has 45 days during which Congress is in session to decide whether to submit a rescission package using this expedited procedure. The president is also limited to a single package of rescissions per under this procedure, and the requested rescissions must be limited to provisions in that bill.
During the White House teleconference, OMB Director Peter Orszag offered some examples of line items from the current budget, which could theoretically face what is called rescission under the proposed line item veto authority.
There's $293 million given to the Department of Transportation for earmarked surface transportation projects that circumvent formula grant funding. The Department of Commerce was allocated $20 million, and USDA was given $5 million to fund public broadcasting, even though that activity is supported separately through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. HUD was allocated $17 million for the Brownfields Economic Development Initiative, which is a worthy undertaking, but it's duplicative of the CDBG program. And so on and so forth.
Liebman says the proposed Obama variety of line item veto has been drafted to comply with the concerns of the Supreme Court over the last version approved and declared unconstitutional during the Bush administration.
In 1996, Congress granted the president line item veto power over certain spending and tax bills, allowing the president to use his veto authority to strip out select provisions of legislation while signing the rest into law. The Supreme Court found this to violate the constitutional procedure for approving or vetoing laws. The administration's proposal is fundamentally different from this.
Yeah, ever since the line item veto was struck down by Supreme Court a number of years ago, there have been efforts to find a way to get it, to deal with the court's concerns, and this bill does that.
For some perspective on the bill, we talked to Stan Cullender, a partner with D.C.-based Corvus Communications here in Washington, and an expert on the budget process.
It gives the president the ability to propose cuts in immediate cuts in bills that have been enacted, spending bills enacted by Congress, but it gives a responsibility for deciding on what those cuts should be back to the Congress. And that sounds like it deals directly with what the Supreme Court was worried about. The important thing here, though, is not the legality. It's the fact that the president is asking for an additional tool that will put the responsibility firmly in the White House. Should he get this authority, it would mean that it would be the White House's responsibility to propose additional cuts, and if they didn't do it, then they should be held accountable.
Already, some of the congressional leadership is weighing in on the proposal. The two top Democrats in the House, Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, stopped short of endorsing the president's initiative. Pelosi said, "We look forward to reviewing the president's proposal and working together to do what's right for the nation's fiscal health and security now and in the future." House Minority Leader John Boehner said in a statement that while Republicans are pleased the president was sending the legislation to Congress, he says this is no substitute for a real budget that reins in overall federal spending. House Budget Committee Chairman John Spratt of South Carolina says he would formally introduce the bill later this week. He welcomed the president's proposal as a step forward on the path to fiscal responsibility. Orszag, meanwhile, believes this edition of the line item veto is an idea whose time has come.
There have been a variety of proposals along these lines that are emanating from the Congress. Dr. Liebman is going to be testifying on Wednesday before a subcommittee of the Senate Judiciary Committee where there are proposals floating to do similar things. So I would say the combination of the interest among those in the Congress who have actually been putting forward legislation plus ongoing concern, which we share, about the need to eliminate unnecessary spending wherever and whenever possible, justifies this legislation, and we're going to be working to enact it.
That's OMB Director Peter Orszag. In Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.